Good morning, everyone. This is Dave McManus, Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Coming to you with the news and focus this morning. It is February 11th. It's about 10:50 a.m., and I thought I would tackle the sports story of the week. I go off to seminary on Mondays, and it's about an hour and 15-minute drive one way, so I get to listen to a lot of stuff on the way up and down, and a lot of times I will listen to sports talk radio. Being the sports fan that I am, and yesterday the dominating topic on just about every show that I listened to in the morning when I went up and in the afternoon when I came back was Missouri defensive end Michael Sam. He is going to be entering the upcoming NFL draft this year. He was co-SEC Defensive Player of the Year this year for Missouri, who had a really great season. And he came out of the closet as gay this week. And the article I'll be kind of referencing a little bit is from Bleacher Report. Michael Sam publicly announces he is gay in ESPN and New York Times interviews. It's by Matt Fitzgerald. It was posted on February 9th. His former Missouri Tigers defensive end 2014 NFL draft entrant Michael Sam announced Sunday in interviews with ESPN and the New York Times that he's gay. Chris Connolly of ESPN's Outside the Lines and New York Times' John Branch were first to report the news of this landmark development. "I understand how big this is," Sam said. Per Connolly, "it's a big deal. No one has done this before. And it's kind of a nervous process, but I know what I want to be. I want to be a football player in the NFL." Sam says that his experiences at the Senior Bowl shaped his decision to make the announcement. "I didn't realize how many people actually knew, and I was afraid that someone would tell or leak something out about me," he said. "I want to own my truth." My truth, isn't that interesting? "No one else should tell my story but me." He had already confided in a few close friends, Sam recalled, and had dated a fellow athlete who was not a football player. So while coming out to his Mizzou teammates last year was a key moment, it came almost as an afterthought during preseason training camp. "Coaches just wanted to know a little bit about ourselves, our majors, where we're from, and something that no one knows about you. And I used that opportunity just to tell them that I was gay." And their reaction was like, "Michael Sam finally told us." Asked what that moment felt like, Sam said, "I was kind of scared, even though they already knew. Just to see their reaction was awesome. They supported me from day one. I couldn't have better teammates. I'm telling you what, I wouldn't have the strength to do this today if I didn't know how much support they'd given me this past semester." All right, now let me tackle this from a couple different angles, no pun intended. But if you listen to some of the tweets that were out there. Well, Michael Sam tweeted out, "I want to thank everybody for their support and encouragement, especially ESPN, New York Times, and the NFL. I am proud to tell my story for the world, or to the world." The NFL issued a statement, said, "We admire Michael Sam's honesty and courage. Michael is a football player. Any player with ability and determination can succeed in the NFL. We look forward to welcoming and supporting Michael Sam in 2014. The president weighed in and said, "Congratulations on leading the way, Michael Sam. That's real sportsmanship." His coach at Missouri, Gary Pinkel, said something in support. Rich Eisen, who is a NFL Network anchor, had said, "Combine uniform numbers are assigned alphabetically by group. Michael Sam will be defensive lineman 42. Can't make this up." Well, he's referencing the fact that he's going to wear number 42. And, hey, Jackie Robinson wore number 42, and he was the African-American that broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. So Rich Eisen is making the parallel there in the civil rights movement of black Americans to a gay football player. I've mentioned that on many other occasions, how offensive that is, and if I were an African-American, I'd be shouting from the rooftops that that is garbage. Now, let me take it from a different perspective. We shouldn't be surprised. This shouldn't come as a shock to us. It shouldn't come as a shock that somebody comes out, which we have seen before. Jason Collins did it with the NBA last year. Now, the difference is this guy does it before he started his professional career. Jason Collins was doing it at the end of his professional career in the NBA. So there is some different circumstances here. But as I said then, to laud this man with courage and bravery and trailblazing stuff, it's really nowadays it's a different environment. We've got a country that not only permits it, okay, which I'm not against in that sense. Okay, that might sound kind of weird. We live in America. We have freedom. I'm not interested in beating down doors and throwing people in jail for simple behavior in the sense that it's not illegal. Okay, so you may disagree with me on that. I don't know. But homosexuals should have, let me rephrase that, those practicing homosexuality have the right to practice that homosexuality behind closed doors. They can live their life however they want to. They can live with whoever they want. That is guaranteed them under the Constitution. However, what do we do in a country that not only permits it, but promotes it? What do we do in a country who has now passed laws and are overthrowing laws trying to embrace this this sinful behavior? Because that's the environment that we live in. The Supreme Court has validated it. So should we be surprised when more and more people come out and celebrate it? Well, of course they can come out and celebrate it, because it has been given the stamp of approval by the president, by the Supreme Court, by culture at large. Now, am I saying that we as Christians should put our stamp of approval on it? God forbid that we would ever do that, because we should be standing by Scripture. We should be standing by the Word of God. But we should not be surprised when more and more of this type of behavior is celebrated and put on a pedestal, which is what it was when I was listening to the radio yesterday. So let me challenge you here. Now, a lot of people have been saying, well, it's not going to make any difference. You know, it's not going to make any difference to the roster. We'll welcome anybody that can play football. And I absolutely agree with that. If this guy is a good football player, it's not really going to matter that much. You know, it's not really going to matter that much. I mean, we can talk about different issues, and are people going to be uncomfortable? I'm sure there'll be some people that are uncomfortable. But to say, well, I'm not comfortable with having a gay man in the locker room. Well, if we're going to be honest here, based on even smaller percentages, I think we've all probably been in the locker room with a gay man, men. I think women, every one of you have been in a locker room somewhere with somebody that practices homosexuality. I think to think that we haven't is quite naive. So, number one, that's not the argument that I want to make. That's not the way I want to come at this. I don't think that Michael Sam is going to be hitting on his heterosexual teammates. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. So I don't think that's the issue here. I think the issue for Christians is, when it comes to Christian sports fans, and I am one of those, would you, you know, I've heard these things, well, you know, I won't support my team if they sign him. Really? You won't support your team if you sign him. Okay. Well, do you support your team now? Because I imagine your team probably has some fornicators on it. I'm sure you have somebody on your team has fathered children out of wedlock. I'm sure there are members of your team that are extremely promiscuous in their sexual life. I'm sure you have members of your team, your favorite team, that have been arrested for DUI and drug possession and gun possession and things like that. So we will not root for a team that has a man that practices homosexuality, but we'll root for a team with a guy who sleeps with everything that moves. We'll root for a guy that is filthy and disgusting. We'll root for a guy that has been arrested on numerous occasions. I think that's what we've got to understand here, is that this sin, while it is a serious sin, is a sin like many other sins, including fornication, that many of these athletes are guilty of. So, is it absurd for Michael Sam to come up, yeah, I'm a gay man? Yeah, it is kind of absurd, because it'd be like another player coming up and saying, you know what, I'm promiscuous, I sleep with a lot of women. You know, is it necessary to announce? No, it's not necessary to announce, but in our culture we shouldn't be surprised, because it's been glorified, because it's been put on that pedestal as something positive. But as Christians, if you're going to boycott because of this sin, well, why not boycott because of other sins? Why not boycott a league or an organization because it's support of several anti-biblical things? So let's not say that I'm not going to support a team with a gay player on it when I support a team that has numerous anti-biblical sins and positions within it. That's what I want to kind of hit here today is... What kind of What kind of Christians are we if we, if that's the way that we live our lives? We've talked about it on previous podcasts before. It's very difficult for us, in a larger sense, to come out and say, you know, this whole gay marriage thing needs to be thrown out. Well, when the divorce rate is crazy high in the Christian church, when the adultery rate is crazy high in the Christian church, when we have thrown marriage under the bus, it's really hard to say, no, we really respect marriage. We hold it up. You know, and I'm not talking about you guys that do. You know, I'm not talking about us that recognize the sanctity of marriage. I'm talking about the quote-unquote, maybe little c Christian church in general that has disrespected the institution of marriage and has hindered our ability to stand up for what marriage really is, which is a reflection of Christ in the church. You know, and when we let sins pass, and just look up some of the stories on some of these NFL players and the promiscuity that rules their lives, and we let that pass, and we keep those guys up on our walls, and yet we're gonna come down on Michael Sam and say, you know, I'm not going to accept him. Well, I would say that accepting him on a football team is very different than accepting him into a church or recognizing him as a believer or a follower of Christ. Either we have to make a decision to boycott everything, or we have to become a little less hypocritical when we make these stands. I hope that makes sense. I hope I'm being clear in what I'm trying to get across, because our witness is greatly hindered when it is seasoned with hypocrisy. And so, again, I'm not surprised at Michael Sam's declaration. I'm not surprised at the positive outpouring from people like the president and other people. I'm okay with people saying, you know what, we still love Michael Sam. Yeah, you absolutely should. You know, because he has a sinful behavior, you're not going to love him anymore? That's ridiculous. You know, of course the family member should come out, his teammates should come out and say, you know what, he's just Mike. He's just our friend. We love him. He's our teammate. That's great. You know, but to sit around and say that that this sin I recognize and this sin I turn a blind eye to in the exact same arena, in the exact same setting of a standard, would be disingenuous. So let's be real, Christians. Let's not be hypocritical. Let's stand up for what we believe in love, in the midst of this society that's going to throw us things that are totally anti-biblical, and let's make real stands. If you're really serious about that boycott side of things, then don't watch any NFL games. Don't watch any NBA games. Don't watch any of that stuff, because under your current perspective, supporting this would promote homosexuality, while supporting these other guys are promoting promiscuity, promoting adultery, promoting A, B, C, and D. So I just want to be real in the face of this. And this is the first pebble rolling down the mountain, by the way. Because now that he has come out, we're going to see more and more of this. It'll be interesting to see how it takes in NFL locker rooms. It'll be very interesting. I think you could ask a lot of our military guys in this church on how it's taken in the military since it's been removed, and see if it's been a positive thing. Maybe people will change their tune a little bit as they watch this develop down the road. If you have any thoughts, please post the comments right to this recording on Sermon Audio. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.